Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Mandela Effect. Conan's got a favorite Mandela Effect. He's going to be telling us about that. Plus, we get the chance, we'll talk about a woman in Utah who may be going to prison on three counts of lewdness involving a child because she was topless inside her home in front of her stepchildren. It's Ian and Conan here in the studio tonight. We got that. Plus, we've been talking about just the kind of changing media landscape with Netflix now purchasing a movie theater, one-screen theater in Manhattan, the only one left in all of New York City. They bought it up when it closed earlier this year. What does that mean for the future of movies and streaming? Plus, we got Noah on the line in Arkansas. He's been telling us about the grass police there in Fort Smith and in, you know, just about every other city everywhere, harassing peaceful people, harassing property owners over the height of their grass or, you know, not using the right fence material or some other petty bureaucratic rules and nonsense that they're shoving down people's throats. And, Noah, you were kind of telling us your story, and I forget at what point we had to interrupt you there to go to the news. So please continue.
Yeah, thank you. So we're hopeful that our state legislator folks calling into them will rein in some of this overreach. But, yeah, so the city budgeted last year in a little town of about 86,000. They budgeted just under $3 million for the fines and forfeitures. They can take your home if you don't comply. That's about $35 for every man, woman, and child. And I just, you know, if you're fighting something similar, know that you have a system of checks and balances available to you. But you have to engage it, and you have to reach out with other people, or you're going to be just run right over you like they do. But
that's what they do.
And that is why they're able to do what they do, because this is a lot of work you're talking about.
Right. Filing a lawsuit, I mean, you make it sound easy, but it's not an easy thing. I mean, if you're not an attorney, it's a very confusing place to be, wouldn't you agree? I mean, to be in court and
have to... I'll have to disagree politely with you on the point of confusion. The simplicity of it, it's like it's so simple. It's like the pistons of a car, and I'm not meaning to use it.
I don't think a lot of people know how the pistons of a car work either.
Right, but if you learn the mechanics of one piston, you've got the mechanics of all the pistons down. And it's so simple to just say what happened, what you want to happen, and give it to the court. The courts mm-hmm. are required to view a pro se litigant, which is someone who doesn't have an attorney, in the most favorable light. And a pro se litigant, once accepted, can ask the court to appoint a lawyer. And that's not like a public defender. That's when they appoint a lawyer, that's an attorney who is held to a higher standard, not a public defender in a criminal case. So the confusion is our own. Is in our own mind, and it was with mine.
So hold on, before you go on here, you're saying that if you file a case pro se, you can then ask the federal court to just assign an attorney at what cost?
There is money set aside in every district. I'm sorry, like every circuit. I live in the 8th Circuit. Mm-hmm. Every circuit designates certain money within their budget for pro se litigants, and
really?
That attorney's fee is available. If you have an attorney appointed.
If you can't afford it.
Right. And gotcha. The judge appoints it. That's a big if, but there is money available for that attorney.
Okay.
Especially if you have a potentially class action. I couldn't file a class action, though there are many other victims, because I'm not an attorney, and the leader plaintiff in a class action has to protect the rights of others, and I can't practice law legally to do that.
Gotcha.
Don't let confusion dissuade you or keep you from exercising your right. The courts like simple language. Hey, he kicked me in the teeth. I want this to happen. You know, I want that. You, spell it out for the courts what you think happened. And
so you filed a 1983 civil rights suit against the city of Fort Smith, Arkansas, for their grass police, their bureaucrats, the code enforcement department that came down on you and your house. How long ago did you file it? I mean, what's the current status of the case?
So I filed it earlier this year, early spring, and late last year I was diagnosed with cancer, and it was a rare form that required amputation of my toe, my left big toe. And I just progressed to where now it's hard to even look at a screen. I had to voluntarily. Most of what I was going for, I succeeded in. I didn't get to jury trial, which was scheduled for February.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, I was just at the point where I had to, I'm going to focus on my family now. And we're going to move out of this town because the bureaucrats have taken control under the guise of helping people. You know how they do it.
Sure.
We're going to, appearances of your yard. You got to keep up the appearance. You just can't have the light. Well, that's the catchwords for the grant money that the city is getting, millions in grant money. And then they'll see properties seized under this ordinance. They then give to a local nonprofit, which is called the Housing Authority. It has that government-sounding name, but it's just a local nonprofit. They then put low-income housing developments on the property, tax-free, tax-subsidized constructions and rent. So it's a real scheme.
Straight-up scam. So you had to drop your case due to personal health issues is what happened.
Yesterday, actually. Now one final thing I'm going to do is talk to the state attorney general, who said once it gets adjudicated, they will look into the matter of public misuse of public funds. But just there are, as some of people listening probably know, there are those in certain positions of authority that view you and your family as a revenue stream to be bled
that's
dry.
Pretty much all of them, which is why I wouldn't expect the state attorney general to do jack squat about this. I mean, they're going to look into it and they're going to say, oh, well, this is, you know, something that's been going on for years, and you know, this is what governments are expected to do. I just don't. It's hard for me to be optimistic about this. I don't think that you're wrong to encourage people to stand up for themselves, but at the same time, sometimes the easiest option is to get the F out, like is what you're going to do. You're going to move out of Fort Smith, find some place with you know, less restrictions, right? Is that your goal?
That's our goal, and I think you're right. If we just look at it from a totality perspective. But here's the thing. We don't know what will happen if we act. You don't know what will happen, but we know what will happen if we don't
If you
act.
Do nothing. That much is true. You're absolutely right about that. And Noah, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and I definitely appreciate the sentiment.
By the way, Keene municipal leaders,
I hate that.
Take note. Noah is from an 80,000 population town.
That's right. It's a city. It's a city.
Well, no, and here we are, Keene, a city, and we only have 20,000.
Yeah.
We should not be a city. And in fact, a lot of things could change overnight if we weren't, in fact, a city with city government. There might be, you know, more transparency, less bureaucrats in charge of, you know, making decisions on our behalf and creating up ordinances. Defining how big a shed you can build in your backyard or a porch or
there's some
whatnot.
Stupid crap in Keene, there's no doubt about it. But all things considered, even as bad as Keene is compared to the rest of New Hampshire, it's still not as bad as other places in the United States.
No. You hear Ian and I bad-mouthing all kinds of nonsense going on here in New Hampshire, but it is still better
it's
than
still way better.
A lot of other places.
They came after Noah, who was on the phone with us, right? Like he said, they formed some kind of committee of citizens who wanted to change things in the town government, and they targeted everyone that was on the committee for retaliation.
Yep. Yep.
And you've been a bit of a thorn in the side of the city government here for years. I mean, you had your own television show.
A lot less than I used to, but yeah.
But, you know, they know who you are. And
now I'm filming them on the local television.
But yet they haven't been coming out to your house to find code violations, right?
So far, I've only had issue with my insurance company.
Mm.
Had one issue with them, but no, the city has never come out right. and preyed on me.
Yeah.
But I did have one as far as taking it to the state, and it's usually just as bad. I had a situation where I was unhappy with my home appraisal via the city.
I remember.
And I appealed it to the state. And they dropped it down about where I wanted it to be. And so there is some truth in what he was talking about, taking it to the next level.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the oil,
yep,
right?
Yep.
If you're going to get something, that's how you got to do it. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You can tell your story with us. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flax seeds, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. live. You dial toll free to join us here on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You just hop into any one of those, and we will get you on the air here with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
Also want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It's available for iOS and Android devices. Allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies of a variety of sorts. Bitcoin, BTC, of course, the original. Also Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, various tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. Go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet, edge.app, or again, just go straight to your Google or Apple store and download Edge Wallet. It's the one that I use more often than any other wallet, and I do use multiple wallets because, you know, I'm into crypto. But Edge is a great one for new users and even for experienced users. Edge.app to learn more. Let's go to the phones here. We were talking about movie theaters and kind of the changing face of the media landscape here. You've got magazines going out of business left and right, newspapers going under completely or cutting back production, some magazines cutting back and getting rid of the actual physical product and going digital only. You've got Disney entering the streaming game, Netflix now buying a movie theater. Everything's changing, and it's changing fast. Olivia, you're with us now in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, that was a great last call. That's such a shame, but I'm glad he was able to beat the system at least a little bit. I'm no fan of the grass walls either. I think they're insidious, and it's crazy to me how much the government thinks they can ban. They can ban tall grass. They can ban a plant. They can ban people. But I was going to talk about the movie theater. I only go about two or three times a year because it's just like you said, it's more fun to just sit at home. But it is kind of a special experience when you're sad in the middle of the night or you just want a late night adventure. Just go to the really like midnight one.
Can you even find midnight movies anymore? I mean, that's a pretty rare thing. I mean, of course, I'm in Keene where there's only one movie theater, and there have been a few midnight showings, like on a rare, like if some sort of big movie's going to open, sometimes they'll do the midnight, like Thursday night, midnight, so it's technically Friday so they can show it because it's, you know, releases on a Friday. I've seen that happen a few times, but not too many.
I was thinking the ones that start at like 11 or 10 and they run into midnight. Yeah, okay. They have them at the movie theater, well, at least here in Arizona. But I think it's really neat that Netflix is saving a landmark. There's a Barnes & Noble and a really cool old theater in Point Loma, San Diego. It's pretty neat. But today I went to the DMV, and talk about feeling expendable.
Hold on, before you go to the DMV, are you watching fewer movies in the theater now than you used to?
You know, I was never a big movie theater person, but probably I just feel like the quality of movies just has plummeted.
Isn't that an interesting thing to say, given the production budget, the quality of
and the plethora of available titles? And I'm of the same opinion. I think it all sucks.
Well, you were saying, I think it was off the air, Conan, and maybe it was on the air, but, your frustration with, it seems like they're just remaking everything.
Yeah, it's just, I've seen it before. It's just nothing new. But even the things they're remaking, just, either I'm becoming jaded, I'm becoming old.
Could be.
And or they really just do suck.
Well, I'm in my 20s, and I just feel like they all lack heart. It's just obvious some board of directors somewhere created this to get as many people to spend money as possible. It just lacks personality.
There is that element.
Well, I mean, I will say this, and I didn't talk much about it in the last hour, but if you're looking for a movie with heart, the Mr. Rogers movie's got it in spades. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers.
Is he going to win an Oscar?
I don't see how he couldn't. I mean, this is not only is it a critical, it's one of those movies where, you know, a lot of times if you go to RottenTomatoes.com, there will be like a big gulf between what the users of the site think of a movie.
And this is about split,
and what,
this is
and
even.
What, and what the critics think. In this one, it's all like 95% or above for critics and moviegoers. So the critics and the moviegoers actually agree on this movie.
Right.
And they love it. I mean,
so he's going to get it for best, and old Joker is not going to get it.
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to the awards or anything like that, but you know, it's Mr. Rogers. He's a guy who touched so many people's lives in such a positive way, and they really did a good job with this movie. And it's not even a high budget film. I mean, obviously they had to pay Hanks a lot, but you know, if you watch it, you'll see what I mean. The transitions in the movie are different and kind of interesting.
Wow, I remember loving Mr. Rogers as a kid. I still love Mr. Rogers. You can't not love Mr. Rogers. He died when I was like 11, and I was in sixth grade. And I remember, like, during the day, like, girls would start crying in class and have to go in the hall. I mean, yeah, he's the main.
Why were they crying in class over Mr. Oh, well, because he died. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Bob Ross and his Happy Trees.
The painter.
Kind of the same situation. And they're both on the same network.
Same network, yeah, it's true. You know, it was an interesting story. It was based on a true story about a magazine writer who went to interview Fred Rogers for a piece in Esquire magazine, I guess it was. And he was like a skeptic, basically, somebody who didn't love. They assigned the guy who was like this jaded, skeptical magazine interview to Mr. Rogers. And it's kind of a story about how he changed him just by interacting with this guy. And it's a story about forgiveness, which is an important topic for people to really kind of understand. And that's all I'll say about it. It was really, really well done. It was almost like an hour and a half long episode of a Mr. Rogers show for adults, basically. I think I saw one reviewer describe it that way, and I thought that was a good way to do it. All right, Olivia, you were going to talk about the DMV.
Oh, gosh. So just the feeling of dealing with government, okay, so in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I don't know if there's any Galaxy fans out there, but one of the books, the ultimate torture in the universe is to be put in this room and be shown how totally insignificant you are in the universe, and it drives everyone insane.
Except Beeblebrox.
Except, oh my gosh, Conan! Yes!
Of course I'm a Hitchhiker's fan.
I love you guys so much. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because he is the universe. I think they, like, rigged the machine so that
What was it called? The Great Vortex or something?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember that part. It's been years. But the DMV literally, or any interaction with government, literally to me feels like that machine. Mm-hmm. Dealing with the people behind the desk, oh, my gosh, I got the rudest woman. And even though she did let me retake my picture multiple times, but they all were terrible, so I don't know how to talk about that. But and the threat of violence and the fact that, like, you can't travel without the permission, and there's this new law.
Well, now, wait a minute. Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, has, I don't think, ever had a driver's license, so he has managed to spend his entire life traveling without a government driver's license.
But he's not in Massachusetts anymore.
He's not in Massachusetts anymore.
He's in the live free or die state, so that might have something to do with
it. But no, he did it during living in Massachusetts. He traveled around all of New England regularly.
By the way, it's the total perspective vortex. And yes, the DMV is just that. It's horrible.
Here's what you ought to do is talk to Jay Noon on a Wednesday night and ask him about what it's like to travel around without government ID. He's got some stories to tell, Olivia. But yeah, you're right. It is a real demoralizing process going into the DMV. It's frustrating. The bureaucrats are cold and unconcerned with the troubles you're having. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Now, we technically should be in a
beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter weather may be threatening travel for millions of Americans over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. More than a foot of snow is forecast for Colorado and Wyoming before the storms move to the upper Midwest. Marie Dodds with AAA says storms and holidays don't mix well.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation. You know, most folks don't want to cancel their Thanksgiving trip, so we tend to see folks head out no matter what the weather.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo is encouraging people in Iran to continue sending evidence of the nation's crackdown on protesters inside the country.
We have received to date nearly 20,000 messages, videos, pictures, notes of the regime's abuses through Telegram messaging services. I hope they will continue to be sent to us. We will continue to sanction Iranian officials who are responsible for these human rights abuses.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in lines. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm, where folks are in there chatting away 24 hours a day. There's people all around the clock in our Discord server. Various different areas in which you could discuss. There's actually a subcategory for movies, music, and pop culture. So if you want to talk about the movies, that's a place to go and do that. Or just hang out in the on-air chat room and talk to people during the show or any old time that you want. There's a variety of different places on that server. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Also, I want to invite you over to local.bitcoin.com. It is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, meaning there's no identification requirement to sign up for and use the site. Plus, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted at local.bitcoin.com. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. Some of those payment methods are higher risk than others, so if you're going to get into the selling side of things, make sure you do some research on what you're planning on doing so you know what you're getting into. Local.bitcoin.com. If you're a buyer, you're pretty safe as long as you're buying from somebody that's got a reputation, that's been there for a while. It's got some trades under their belt. It's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue, the beginning of the show, we were talking about the Netflix purchase of a movie theater, which, of course, would allow it to screen its own films and give it, as you suggested earlier tonight, Conan, Oscar you know, readiness, I suppose, because if a movie doesn't get in a theater, then it's not going to be nominated for, or cannot be accepted for nominations for the awards. So if it's in one theater, I guess that counts, maybe. Now, maybe Netflix will be buying another theater. There's talk that they may be buying a theater in Los Angeles in addition to the one that they just bought in New York City. And so, you know, this is the game is changing, and a lot of course the old guard isn't happy about it. And so we were wondering, I don't know if it was on the air during one of the breaks, but we were talking like, well, you know, is this, who makes up these rules about the 3 weeks versus 3 months versus, you know, the amount of time between when there's a theatrical run of a film and when it can start appearing on streaming services? How does that get, you know, dealt with? And was it the Motion Picture Association? Well, maybe they're involved, but this story over at The Atlantic mentions the National Association of Theater Owners, also known as NATO.
That's nice.
Yeah, they are a big player here. And so what it sounds like happens is the National Association of Theater Owners negotiates with the production houses, right? So Paramount or TriStar or whoever it is that is producing the movies and distributing them these days, they have contracts probably with the National Association of Theater Owners, and that's likely where these numbers are hammered out as far as how many weeks they got to wait. So according to the story at The Atlantic, the major exhibitors and NATO remain dug in on the three-month moratorium before films can begin their ancillary runs, an effort to protect their brick-and-mortar businesses, reports Deadline, which said that the Netflix honchos had tried to negotiate a deal with theaters and failed. The Irishman, which is a new Netflix movie, I guess actually now in a limited theatrical run, is the most appealing bargaining chip that Netflix could dangle. Even with the knowledge it would be available online soon, people would buy tickets to experience it at a cinema, and chains such as AMC and Regal could easily sell out showings. But they didn't take the bait. A three-month window is a relatively antiquated concept at this point anyway. Blockbuster movies tend to make almost all their money in just the first few weeks. So, case in point, Avengers Endgame, which is now the highest-grossing film in history, not adjusted for inflation, made 86% of its final domestic gross, which was some $741 million in the first 3 weeks. So the argument is that the three-month window isn't even necessary for a Hollywood blockbuster that's going to kick butt at the box office. 3 weeks is really all they need. A bigger problem that theaters are probably considering is what kind of precedent a deal with Netflix would set for other studios that are entering the streaming space in earnest. If the members of the National Association of Theater Owners, the governing body for major exhibitors, negotiated with Netflix, then Disney might want the same deal in order to get its movies to the Disney Plus service more quickly. Warner Brothers, which is prepping its own streaming app called HBO Max, would want in too, and so on. And just like that, the movie business would be inexorably changed, with multiplexes existing only to screen films for a few weeks. And that could be the beginning of the end for theaters, part of an inevitable slouch toward the cinematic experience taking place exclusively at home. I mean, arguably, the beginning of the end for theaters already happened. Remember, it was 2009 when Avatar came out, and it was the first real introduction or reintroduction, if you will, of 3D cinema technology. They'd tried 3D back in the 80s with, like, Jaws 3, and I think there was one of the Friday the 13th. I think it was the third Friday the 13th. There was a few, you know, 3D movies back when they had the old blue and red 3D glasses. But it really came back in earnest in 2009. It was touted as, this is the technology that is going to save the movie theater. Because even back then, and we're talking about a decade ago now, even back then people kind of knew theaters were on the way out.
Yep.
And as it turned out, the 3D didn't really do much to save theaters at all. In fact,
I can't even watch the stuff.
Really?
It just makes my eyes hurt.
Really?
It makes me sick.
There are some people who have those experiences with
you know that. What? This is just a prime example of protectionism. They're trying to save their butts.
Yeah.
Trying to save their business. And
it's the old guard.
Exactly. And there is a newer, better system out available to the public, to the purchasers. And if these theaters want to survive, they've got to offer something that you can't get anywhere else. Like, I don't know, like a meal.
Buttered popcorn.
are like the performers in the audience.
Happened actually.
Like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but every movie is like that.
Well, it happened at the local theater. So, first of all, they do have theaters where you can eat. So, there's one called Chunky's that's in Nashua. I've never been there, but it's gotten rave reviews where you, like, you know, there's a waitress or whatever, supposedly, and tables, and, like, really fancy chairs. So, they're trying something new. And even here, little Keen Cinemas, a year ago, the Halloween reboot thing came out. And they actually had, like, this hulking guy, like a 7 foot tall. I don't know if he was on stilts or what it was, but they had this big guy dressed up as Michael Myers with a huge blade. He had, like, a big effing knife, and he was just, like, walking around menacing people before the show started.
But that was just one show.
It was just one, yeah.
I'm saying is they have to do something every show. And if they can't, and I'm not saying this, I'm not saying this option exists, but if they can't do it, then, I mean, maybe it's their time. Maybe the horse and buggy.
It is their time.
Sorry, horse and buggy. Yeah. Now the only people driving you around are the Quakers.
Yeah, and well, this is the equivalent of, you know, the taxi cabs who are desperately fighting to stay relevant with the new tech competition from Uber and Lyft.
And hotels.
With Airbnb. Right. And what are they doing? They're using the government.
I went to this meeting a year ago, and who were the lobbyists who were trying to fight Airbnb?
The hotel.
It was the hotel lobby.
That's right.
And they had nothing, and it was all about revenue. And their argument to the legislators was, this is tax revenue that you're losing.
Missing out on, yeah.
And it was an
effective argument,
yes,
too.
Yes,
they passed a law.
And this is the same thing the National Association of Theater Owners, I'm sure, would try to argue, is that you're going to lose, you know, revenue from, you know, this theater having to close, and how much property revenue or property tax was that generating for the municipality. That could be an argument in their defense, but
municipal governments can't step in to save the movie theaters.
No,
they can't make a law that's going to protect movie theaters from, you know, Netflix and other streaming competition. Now, whether the federal government's going to get in the way or not is another question. But given that they've actually reduced the regulations, and that's what the initial story was about from Gizmodo, is that there was this Paramount rule that has just been repealed.
Yeah,
a week ago.
And here's the argument they should use. The reason that this Paramount decree was initiated in the first place was to break up a monopoly, which is it's turning back into that. So I think their argument should be Disney's going to own everything in 5 years.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
They can't own everything. The price will go up too high. They wouldn't be able to
buy it all. Every restaurant's going to be Taco Bell, and every movie is going to be played on Disney.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. Go and talk about the changing face of the media world, because whether you like it or not, it's changing. We're coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Conan.
So we've been just kind of talking about the movie business here and how things are changing, whether the old guard in the business likes it or not. In this case, it would be the National Association of Theater Owners, a.k.a. NATO, and there are various different agreements they have with the movie companies like Disney and, you know, Paramount and the others to lock down a theater-only exclusive for their releases for 3 months. They want to keep it at 3 months. And there's others who are pushing, saying, maybe it should be 3 weeks. And I don't know about this, Conan, but I feel like it was longer than 3 months, like 2 decades ago. I felt like the delay between the end of a theatrical run of a film and, like, the DVDs being available was more like 6. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
3 months has always felt about right
to me. Is that right? Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they lowered it at some point, given sort of the new age that's upon us.
We want it now, Ian. I want my movie now, not 3 months
from
now.
And nobody wants to have to leave the house.
Right.
And they don't want to have to spend $15 on a ticket, which is one of the reasons why maybe 3D didn't really ever go anywhere. I mean, number one, people like you felt sick watching 3D movies. So there was the physical difficulty of getting people to enjoy those films.
Not in the old days with the old glasses and, you know,
the blue and green.
Yeah, I was always blue and red. I was always okay with those. It's this new stuff that makes me, it's unsettling to me. Maybe it's just I'm not capable. Maybe my brain won't. Maybe it's not
too
wired.
Old.
Yeah, it's too old.
But the numbers are down, actually. According to, I was looking here at Entertainment Focus, Variety has reported that 3D box office revenues had a huge drop of 18% in 2017. So, I mean, imagine it just kept going down after that, to where right now I just looked at the local theater chain here, or not chain, but the local theater here in Keene, which is independently owned, which is set up for 3D in all of its theaters, from what I understand. They've got digital projectors in all of the theaters, that they only have one movie right now that has 3D options. Of all of the movies they're playing, like this eight different films that they've got, only one movie is 3D.
It's Frozen, Ian. Don't you want to go watch Frozen 2?
Frozen 2. I've never seen the first one.
I haven't either.
I've heard it was good. But no, I've never had the desire to go and see that one. So 3D seems to be on the outs. 3D at home is dead completely. It was only ever like, you know, kind of like a high-end function for certain types of TVs, mm-hmm. and it never really took hold. And I think I read an article earlier this year that they stopped manufacturing 3D tech TVs in like 2016. So that's dead. So it obviously doesn't have that much of an interest. But what we were focusing on just a moment ago, The Atlantic has a little story here and just a few more thoughts from it, talking about how if they were to reduce the window from 3 months to 3 weeks, meaning that if a movie is in theaters, once it's been in theaters for 3 weeks, the theaters can keep running it. But then Netflix and the other ones can jump in and they can start airing it.
And then why go to the theaters, which is the argument? If it's just 3 weeks, if I only have to wait 3 weeks, it's a lot more convenient than 3 months. I might just hold out and wait for it to come out on
the screen's a little bigger. The screen's a little bigger in the theaters. But then again, if you sit far enough away from it and if you got like a 50-inch screen at home, which these days are what, sub $400? 300 now, maybe even less. I don't know. These monster screens, you see them at Walmart all the time. They cost next to nothing these days. If you're sitting close enough to one of those kind of TVs, it probably takes up more of your eye, you know, vision real estate, if you will, than a big screen would if you were at, like, you know, midpoint in the movie theater or back. So anybody sitting in the back of the movie theater, there's no way that they're seeing a bigger screen that way than if they're sitting at home.
Right.
In that case. So, yeah, I think you're right, Conan. The arguments for why go to the theater, they're just not there as much now as they used to be. They say here that the movie business would be inexorably changed, with multiplexes existing only to screen films for a few weeks. It could be the beginning of the end for theaters, which, of course, still offer the kind of immersive and communal experience than that at-home viewing cannot. And that's got its ups and its downs. I mean, sometimes you can be in a movie theater with a crowd that's fun. Like, it's rare, but every now and then, like, somebody will say something that's actually funny, and, like, you're kind of glad they said it, or whatever. The audience at the Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers movie actually applauded at the end. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. If people are laughing together in a theater, that does give you a more of a likelihood that you're going to laugh. You ever notice that, Conan, if you're sitting watching a movie by yourself, if it's a comedy, for instance, that you won't laugh as often as if other people are there to laugh with you? Does that happen for you?
I don't go to the theaters. I don't spend a lot of time with people.
But it's true with other people, too.
I understand what you're saying. It's addictive. You know, it's catchy.
There's something about a group experience of, you know, watching an entertaining movie that can't quite be matched at home. But then again, that's not the reason people go to the theaters. That's just something you can get from the theater that you can't always get at home. Immersive? I don't know about that. You know, unless you're in a real high-end theater that has somehow soundproofed the hell out of the walls between the theaters. I've noticed it the last two times I've been at the theater during quiet parts of a film. If the theater next door is, you know, there's explosions or something, you know, real high level of music and sound effects, it comes through the walls. So you're listening to a quiet scene in your movie, and then there's like an explosion that's next door. And
you're saying that's good?
No, I'm saying that takes you out of it. I'm saying that's something that happens at a theater that is not going to happen to you at home. So,
by the way, the word you're looking for, I think, is groupthink.
I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for.
I don't know. I think it's in the same category.
Yeah. It says here it would be risky for the National Association of Theater Owners to allow a one-month window to become the new norm across the industry. For its part, Netflix will continue to attract major filmmakers and bigger stars, and other studios will begin to announce exclusive online offerings of their own, unless the prestigious Academy Awards changes its rules to favor a longer theatrical window. Something that was briefly mulled and shut down earlier this year, Netflix can continue operating as it does, relying on indie theaters to screen its movies and make them eligible for the Oscars. A film on the scale of The Irishman should have been seismic enough in terms of potential profit to tempt exhibitors, but for now, the stalemate continues.
Dun dun dun.
Time will tell.
The theaters lost me almost 2 decades ago.
Really?
I've never been a big theater watcher, and a lot of it had to do with the ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, just having to go out, having to put clothes on and go out,
be seen.
But the ticket cost was the big one for me, and I was even as a young person, it was always the matinees that I went to. It was always the cheap and reduced.
You ever go to the Dollar Theater? Did you ever have one of those where you live down in Florida?
We had something. We had some kind of children's summer event where you bought a season ticket.
Oh, and you could just go in
just go in during the matinee hours, and you can watch everything. I remember Neverending Story was playing during one of the summers that we participated.
Wow. This is old. This is 80s.
And yeah, 80s. Pretty much every Saturday I was, you know, in town watching something.
Well, in the 90s in Sarasota in Florida, there was a theater that I think it was Regal opened up. And it was the Dollar Theater where they would take, and so this was way before, you know, any kind of streaming. This was in the mid-1990s, where they would take the old film reels that were, like, done with their normal run, and then they'd run them at this Dollar Theater. So, you know, they weren't the best quality, right? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
Old film reels, they're going to get, they kind of go bad.
But it's a dollar, so how can you complain?
A little scratchy, right? You know, and they'd run the movies there for another few weeks after the initial run. You could go watch movies for a dollar. I think that theater's still open, or at least the last I heard it was still open, but it's no longer the Dollar Theater anymore. It's, you can't get away with a dollar price point for that. So, you know, change happens. It's inevitable. It's happening in our business. In the radio business and radio, all these old businesses, they don't know how to adapt. They really don't. I mean, the radio guys are still talking about how to do podcasts at, like, the industry conventions.
Like asking how to do it?
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, how do you make money off of it? There's very few who are making money off of it, podcasts.
That's true. They sort of realize that they've got to do it, but they don't know how to make money off of it, and they don't know.
Because they live in the advertiser world.
Yeah.
They don't know how to, because the subscription's not going to work, because people will never buy in.
Nope,
so there's
right.
So there's the radio method, which is advertisers, and the TV method.
And people
by the
expect
way.
Once they start getting something for free, they expect to continue to get it for free.
Correct, and then you have to, and then you're beholden to the advertisers. So if you ever say something that your guy doesn't like, he might be calling you 5 minutes later, say, hey, you can't, I didn't vote for that guy. You can't talk like that.
The toll free number.
If you want my money, you gotta work with me.
If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's get into the Mandela Effect coming up next. We'll start up hour number 3 with that, and we'll go from there. See where we go here on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.